They're getting ready to open the Winter Olympics. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Days after the first events got underway, the opening ceremony in Beijing is soon. The U.S. is staging a diplomatic boycott, but Russia's leader is there amid the ongoing worry he might invade Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
And Dave, meeting for talks with China's leader Xi Jinping in Beijing, Russian President Vladimir Putin praised what he called unprecedented close relations between the countries. And in a joint statement, Xi and Putin pushed back against the US, saying they oppose the expansion of NATO and criticizing what they call interference in the internal affairs of other states. The meeting was Xi's first with a world leader in almost 2 years. Dave?
Simon, winter's hitting much of America hard. Hundreds of thousands of power outages from Texas up to Ohio as icy buildups take down power lines.
Particularly when you talk about ice, that's still going to be a little bit dangerous as you're looking from Charleston, West Virginia, stretching back up into New England, getting up around New York. Ice still on the way.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, it's caused car crashes on roads. A 16-vehicle pileup around Memphis left two people critically injured. FlightAware reports another 2,700 cancellations today. A tornado hit near Birmingham, Alabama, damaging homes.
We found one fatality. We have three very critical patients, and we have about five other minor injuries.
Russ Wheaton is the Hale County Emergency Management Director. President Biden with New York City wanting to crack down on illegal gun trafficking to address rising crime, urging cities to use available federal funding.
We're hiring more police officers for community policing and paying police overtime.
Republicans claim he's ignoring a big problem.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy exclusively telling Fox, quote, Biden lacks the courage to condemn a far-left prosecutor in New York City who refuses to prosecute crime, downgrades felony charges for crimes like armed robbery, and releases criminals on low bail.
Marianne Rafferty, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
News.
They started planning the raid in December. The U.S. military operation in Syria that took out a terrorist leader, and the commander-in-chief watched it play out in real time from the White House Situation Room.
The raid targeted Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi, who took over as head of the militant group just days after its former leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, died during a U.S. raid in 2019. Al-Qureshi actually blew himself up with a suicide explosive vest while also killing members of his own family rather than be captured. President Biden.
This operation is testament to America's reach and capability to take out terrorist threats no matter where they try to hide anywhere in the world.
Senator Lindsey Graham congratulated the military on a successful operation, but added,
killing the leader doesn't kill the problem.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
We'll get an update on the economy this morning. The January jobs report expected to show a slowdown in hiring, but no change in the unemployment rate from December of 3.9%. Ahead of that, on Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. The day after a big sell-off, both the Dow and the Nasdaq dropped more than 500 points. Amazon is raising the cost of its Prime service by $20 to $139, and at one of its warehouses in Alabama, another attempt to form a union.
After last year's mail-in vote, the retail union filed a complaint alleging Amazon violated the election rules. The National Labor Relations Board's regional director said the company showed flagrant disregard for the mail-in vote by installing a mailbox on the warehouse grounds. The votes went against joining the retail union then, but they say turnover at the warehouse in Bessemer means as many as half the workers didn't vote last time. Ballots will be sent out starting today for a second vote and will be counted at the end of March. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another NFL team has found a new head coach. The Jacksonville Jaguars hiring Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl coaching the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.